You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Essentially, we can divide man into three types. The first creation man, the old creation man, and the new creation man. The first creation man was Adam before the fall, in his perfect state, able to fellowship and relate with God. I want you to note that the most critical thing about man is the ability to fellowship and have a relationship with God. The first creation man had that. God would come in the cool of the evening to meet with him. So he was able to have fellowship. He was able to have a relationship with God because he was created in the likeness of God. You can't have a relationship with somebody that is not like you. You see, you can't have a relationship with an animal. You can have an animal, you can take good care of that animal, but you can't fellowship. The animal may play with you, you may play with the animal, but you can't fellowship. It takes creation of two kinds to be able to have fellowship. Now, there is the old creation man. That is the man after the fall of Adam. What we have after that fall is the old creation man. A majority of people in the world are old creation. The old creation has lacked the capacity to fellowship with God, to have a relationship with God. That's the greatest problem of the old creation man. Now in Christ Jesus, we have the new creation man. And you have to note that he is a new creature. That means if you are in Christ Jesus, God did not try to improve you. God made you brand new. You must know this. You must accept it. Because if you don't know who God says you are, you will not become the person God wants you to become. You are not somebody that God is trying to improve you. What is happening is that there is a renewing of the mind of the new creation. Because if God had given you a brand new mind, what will have happened is that you will not recognize anybody. You won't even know where you are. You won't even know your bank account. You will not be able to do anything. So your mind is still there when you gave your life to Jesus Christ. So the plan of God is to gradually by his word renew your mind because your spirit is already brand new. But because that your mind looks like is the mind you've always known, you begin to think that maybe you are not truly a new creation. And so you are trying to improve yourself. No, God is not trying to improve you. The old creation has to die. And the new creation has to emerge. The only thing is that the mind of the new creation is being renewed. So we are not like an improvement, as if God is trying to update us. Just the way our mobile phones update almost every day, or mobile app update almost all the time. That's not what God is doing. You are a brand new creation. A brand new creation. Please understand that. You are different from the old creation. You are a brand new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. May the Lord give you further understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.